What's up? What's happening? You're not tuning in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me at Twitter, on Twitter, at KP underscore Trill. And you can follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD. I'm in here with one of my co-hosts.
Yes.
Yeah. Day, what's happening?
What's up with y'all, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
And we got a special guest stepping in the places of three of our missing co-hosts.
Small, but just might got enough personality to cover all three bases.
Yes.
I highly doubt it, but we finna find out.
That's okay. I have a lot of personality.
Okay.
It's come with me growing up.
Okay.
My name is Gabby. You can follow me on Twitter at Love Me Gabby, and that's G-A-B-B-I, not Y.
G-A-B-B-I. G-A-B-B-I. Hey. All right. So check this out. We took 2 weeks off after the
we did the live podcast,
which I want to tell y'all it was really enjoyable. Okay. I enjoyed myself.
Thank you. We wanted to make it intimate for our listeners for the simple fact we wanted to be exclusive, so we didn't record it. Right, we didn't want to share what happened that night with everybody. I think that was fair for the people who actually came to let them have that moment. Made those memories with those people, and like we had fun. We turned up after it was over, and I was completely sober the whole time. I don't think a lot of people know, but I haven't had any alcohol since March.
That's wonderful, man. You way better than me, cause shit.
You're an alcoholic. It's okay.
First of all, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just a social drinker. And
the first step is always just admitting it. It's okay.
No, but see, it's like I don't need alcohol to function. I just drink a cup just to ease my mind, just to like mellow out, like it. Cause I be hit, dog.
It got bad for me, man. I was drinking to cope with shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's when I get to that point. That's when I pull back and like stop, cause I sense myself like, okay, nigga, you need to calm the fuck down. So, I mean, I got it under control. It ain't like going to shit like that.
Hey, I do want to say this. Continue to keep Jay Gray in your prayers. If you did not know, he had open heart surgery a couple weeks back. He's out of the hospital.
He's at home.
He's recovering. But like he said, he's taking it one day at a time, still experiencing pain here and there. So, you know, keep him in your prayers. Tank just lost her grandmother. So, keep her in your prayers. And just pray for Slim, because she mean.
Yeah.
Slim is not mean. She's a sweetheart.
She's going to hear this and be like, I can't believe you did me like that. No, I'm just playing. Nah, okay. But seriously, let's get into what we want, what we're going to talk about today. All right. Do you believe men or women, when they post tweet statuses or IG posts about how good of a man or woman they are, or those, you know, like the quote pics that they post or the relationship goals, do you prefer that they just don't mention it and just show you when they date, or would that be a good selling point up front? I'm gonna ask you first, Gabby, since you're the only female here today.
In my opinion, I would prefer the person to just show me. Talk has always been cheap to me.
Okay.
And I feel like it's always nice to hear things.
Yeah.
But can you actually back up what you're saying?
Yeah.
Like, I could say, yeah, I'm gonna let you borrow $500. But in reality, I ain't got this shit.
Okay. So you think it can create false expectations?
Yes, okay. Most definitely.
So with that not being followed up, then it kind of leads to
disappointment.
Yeah, okay. That sucks. That does suck. So you don't want him to say, I'm a good man, I got these degrees, I got a car, I got a house. You don't want to hear none of that up front.
I mean, if he decides to tell me that, that's fine. I'm just going to be like, okay, that's nice. Thanks.
But would you like to know if he ever cheated or not?
You goddamn right.
Okay, but that's a part of the good man talk.
I mean, I feel like if we're in that talking stage, the question is eventually going to come about, have you ever cheated with any other significant others you were with in your past? Have you thought about cheating? But there's plenty of people that have thought about cheating. That doesn't make them a bad person.
Okay.
You know, it's the actions that you take behind it.
This is a bit off topic, but do you believe once a cheater, always a cheater?
I'm biased. I'm biased in this question. I'm sorry.
I just want to know. Do you believe?
I mean, I kind of do, but I kind of don't. I feel like some people can change, but I feel like others are just a sack of shit and won't change.
Okay. All right. All right. All right, Dave.
Nope. I don't believe shit.
No, I want. So you don't want. So you don't want to hear anything upfront about them being a good woman.
I mean, bro. Like honestly, everybody gonna say this shit up front, and to a degree it's true, because like somebody is gonna accept you for who you are and believe that you're a good person.
Yeah.
But like, to me, like, I take it as like entertainment. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like if a chicks be always saying that they're a good woman, they do this, they do that, they cook, they clean, they suck, they fuck, they yada yada yada, and then when you pull their card on and you try to talk to them, they, you know what I'm saying, they pull back and they don't really be about that. And like, to a degree, like, I mean, I can understand, because I do that shit too sometimes, because when I talk about apprehending like a big fan of shit, it be like some big bitches trying to get down. I'm like, I get a lot of followers and they really think that I'm really like trying to go after them like that, when it, in reality, it's like, nah, man. But like, I don't necessarily want to hear like what you are. Like, I can see it. Like, I can see it beforehand. That's what attracts me to you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I can tell if a woman is a good woman, like, before I even talk to her, because like, that's usually what draws me in and makes me want to engage in the conversation with her, is that I see that she possesses qualities that makes her a good woman and make me want to talk to her.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Personally, for me, myself, I like, sell me you. You know what I'm saying? I like that. I think I can decipher the pick me's and you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just gonna say this to attract them, but I'm okay with you selling me who you are. Give me all of you, really. Give me the good, give me the bad, give me the ugly up front, and then let that be my decision if I want to stay around or not. Now, when I say give me the good, give me the bad, give me the ugly, that's not like, I just said something about that on Twitter. Don't tell me your body count. That's not what we need to put all in an envelope.
But I'm saying, okay, be really honest, you just should do what I do and just assume it's 10 off top.
Nah, see, I like, why I kind of like to
always assume 10, though. Why so many?
Good, man, bitch, be lying. Look,
I like to just roll with, she was a virgin before me. Like,
see, you set yourself up for disappointment with
look,
that one.
Now, look, you can fuck me like a 10-year porn star. But in my mind, in the back of my mind, when it's all said and done, I just took your virginity.
I'm straight. I'm like, look, like, I assume it's 10, because when she do something right, and I'm like, yeah, she learned something.
Nah, I can't stomach knowing that you can fuck somebody else. I don't want to hear about it. This one time, me and this dude fucking, I boo-booed on his dick. Nah! Stop it!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
He's not already dead, asshole. How old are you? Stomach start hurting. You can't breathe. Ain't got no appetite. I can't do that, bro. I can't do that.
I would hope you won't know dealings of a woman,
dude. Huh?
I said I would hope you won't know dealings of a woman that have done that.
You'd be surprised.
You chill out now, because ain't that bad. Why would you quiet? God damn.
I don't know. I mean, shit.
But look, what I'm saying is, like, I know what I can and can't handle. I can't handle, you know what I'm saying, knowing certain things about my woman from her past. You know what I'm saying? I'm still maturing, you know what I'm saying? So it's like certain things I'm okay with talking about with you, but let me get comfortable with you first on a lot of things. But give me the good selling point on you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got small, pretty feet. I liked it, you know what I'm saying? Tell me about that, you know? I know how to cook. That's cool. You can teach me some things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of them dudes. Like, you don't have to fucking tell me. I feed my man a plate when we. Like, I'm cool on that. I have an able body. I can get up and go get my food on my fucking own. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm one of the dudes. I'm not really interested in what you can do for me. Yeah. I'm more interested in what you can do with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
What can we do together? You know what I'm saying? Like, can we just go out and kick it? Can, like, are you available when I'm available? Like, when can we go do some shit? Like, if you got something going on, if you want to include me in your plans, like, I'm more like, okay, yeah, cool, I'll clear something out for it.
But yeah, I really need to know if you're more of what's the word? Optimistic, because I'm pessimistic.
Yes, I'm very optimistic.
You know what I'm saying? So I need you to be the opposite of me. I need to know that up front. Like, let's not waste time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to tell me, hey, I like to look on the bright side of shit, because I don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard for me to do that. Like, I always think the worst of myself, and I always think the worst of situations. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to balance me out. You feel me? Like, let's balance each other out. You know, I might need to tell you, you know what I'm saying, that ain't what's up, what you got on sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
But you, I feel like all this should still come in with the whole getting to know somebody process.
But see, that's the thing. I'm impatient as fuck. And that's like a super big flaw. Like, I'm really impatient. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm already thinking, and it sounds so fucked up to consider what we talked about earlier, but I'm already thinking ahead. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I like you, I'm gonna know if I'm gonna look at what would it be like to be with her. You know what I'm saying? Like, in a relationship. And then I'm automatically like, damn, I wish we could just like speed up time or some shit so we can go on be in this relationship and get this shit going. You know what I'm saying? Because it's too many niggas out here who probably want her fine ass. And I'm the type of nigga who will fuck a nigga up.
Like, yeah. I get that. Yeah. You wanna get your bid in early and you wanna lock it down early. I get what you're trying to
say. Yeah, you see niggas sending your future boo joint emojis and shit, and then you forget that they your niggas and they don't know that y'all talk yet, and you be like, I almost just called this nigga and told him, bro, we finna run the fade. And he gonna be like, why? And it's like, I gotta chill. I gotta be patient, cause she ain't mine. You feel me? So, like, that's real shit, though. You know.
I mean, but as long as it's a mutual understanding from both parties, then I see nothing wrong with it.
True enough. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, give me that selling point on who you is. I don't feel like you have to say it on social media, but you can say it to me.
Oh, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You could say this shit to me, like, I'm nice. Like, say shit like that about yourself. Say nice shit to me about yourself. Like, to me, that shows confidence more than you basically just, like, trying to win me over type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, speak highly of yourself, because I don't speak too much highly of my goddamn self. So, that's pretty much how it is. Just show me you the opposite of me. I hate I'm giving chicks game. Don't be trying to run no goddamn game on me listening to a Real Thinkers podcast and thinking I'm going to fall in love with you because you up here told me you like spaghetti. Like, it's not gonna work. All right, so I got a scenario, right? I got a phone call from a friend who really sparked me to ask this. I'm not gonna go into detail on what he or she said, but it leads to this. How would you feel if you found out another man or woman brought your love of food to your home while you were at work?
Are you asking me first?
Yes, I'm going with you first.
Ooh, let me tell y'all something. Because I don't have insecurity issues, but I feel like if my partner decides he wants to call some little helper and ask her to bring him something to eat, the least you can do is let me know. Or, first of all, you should have asked me first.
But I'm saying you at work. You work on
Baby,
the opposite.
I can take time a break. Time out.
Let's just, in this situation, the person couldn't leave, okay? So you can't leave work. You're on the opposite side of town. You're like 45, you work 45 minutes away from home. Let's say that, right? You can't leave. Bro hungry. You don't get off until like super late.
You can still call me. And tell I'll you call Granny. Granny, can you take this man something to eat so that I don't have to murder him when I get off work? Because...
Well, okay, the question is asked, why didn't the person make sure that they were fed before they leave the house? But that's not, I don't know why, but that's not in,
that
anywhere in this scenario.
Question, though,
that's not anywhere in this scenario right now, okay? just answer, how would you feel?
I know I would feel betrayed.
You feel betrayed?
Most
would
definitely.
That be detrimental to the relationship?
If he keeps it from me, yes, it's very detrimental.
So if you find out on your own, like a neighbor tells you, somebody brought him some food, I ain't never seen them over here before.
Sneaking ass neighbors.
Yeah, you got them now. You got them. They'll rat you out.
Either that or somebody gonna say something. It's always gonna come out eventually. So I feel like if you keep it from me, then yes, we're gonna have a problem. It's gonna be detrimental to our relationship, because now I feel like, what else have you hidden from me?
Okay.
What
have you not? That'll lead to more.
Exactly.
Damn.
But
I can't trust you now.
I gotta be on some kind of cloud nine in a happy ass mood for you to call me and be like, "Hey, I'm hungry. I know you can't leave work, but can I have one of my homegirls? I need to know who she is. I need to approve of her."
Would you be okay if you knew the homegirl?
Yeah, if I know the homegirl, I'd be okay with it.
Okay, all right. But if it's just somebody random,
you gotta go.
Man, it's crazy because it could be somebody he smashed before.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's fucked. All right.
And that's the personal business you need to stay out of, because it really don't matter. I'm saying, look, man, look, you stick to, look, she bring me food, I'm hungry. Let's just keep it at that. Why you got to worry about if I smash? Like, this is none of your personal business. Please.
It is, because if she try to smash you while you sick,
it ain't going to happen. I mean, you got to trust me on that, baby.
Okay, they shoe on the other foot.
I'm saying,
you
like,
find out your woman.
Nah, see, look,
had a dude.
See, this me
that you don't know. See, bring food to the house.
Hold on, this ain't about me. But nah, I'm just saying,
it is about you.
About you right now.
I'm saying, but look, this is my thing. Like, honestly, food is really kind of like one of my love languages. If I really fuck with you, like, I'm always asking you, can we go out to eat? Are you hungry? Can you go get some? Like, we can all congregate over food. Like, I'm really like, I'm a foodie, and I like going out to eat good food. You know what I'm saying? And to let that's supposed to be our thing as far as the food goes, you know what I'm saying? So if like you letting somebody in our circle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I ain't cool with no nigga bring my chick food, especially because why is he knowing our address, first of all? Why is he bringing the food?
He might have came to a Christmas party.
I don't give a fuck. You're not supposed to, like, nigga, you came to Christmas party. What are you doing? Picking up mail and writing down the address so he can come back later? Nah. You straight, like, bruh, don't bring my girl no food, don't buy my girl no gifts, don't give her nothing. If I can't get it for her, she don't need it. Plain and simple.
So you just gonna let your girl die?
She not gonna die. She ain't gonna die. Cause see, if you hungry and you need something from me, I'll find a way to make it happen. If I can't make it happen, it's because I have exhausted all my options. So you will know if you can't happen that I really can't make it happen. So that's just how it is with me. Like, and whoever I'm with should know this. Like, bro, if I can't do it, I sincerely can't do it. So if you, like, the first thing you asking is like, damn, he at work, and he ain't gonna be able to get it for me. And bitch, you ain't even ask me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how you gonna assume just because I'm at work that I can't bring you no food? But yeah, that shit. I mean, that's just how it is. Like, I'm cool on, like, people getting stuff for my cheek. Like, nah, bro. Okay. Even if I know them, like, I don't know.
Need to do that. They don't need to.
Nah, I'm straight.
All right. So, I was asked, how would I react in this situation? What would I do? And it was kind of hard for me to answer it when I was asked. But then I had to think about it. And I was like, probably say some really fucking hurtful shit first off to you for you to do some shit like that, because you could have ordered a pizza. I don't give a fuck if it's a mail delivery man, because one, you don't know him, his niggas just doing his job, you know what I'm saying? But for you to go out your way to call one of the niggas who probably been in your phone talking about you still with that nigga type shit, we got some second, I'm gonna be his ass. Like, I wanna know who he is, where his mama stay. You know what I'm saying? So I can go set the house on fire and wait for everybody to run up out there motherfucking start shooting. Real shit. Like, shit. Like, I don't play them games. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't play with me. Because I will fuck around and fuck everybody up in this situation over some food. I don't give a fuck. Nigga, bro, you some goddamn rice and chopsticks and shit.
So are you mad because of the food that he brought was actually good?
I'm mad because, like, hey, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, first off, I could call somebody, you know what I'm saying, that I know who gonna fuck with me and gonna look out for you. Because, one, if my niggas is my niggas. Like, we brothers, you feel me? If I call them and say, hey, bro, my girl at the house, she's sick right now, I cannot leave work. You know what I'm saying? Can you do me this solid? My nigga gonna look out for me. You feel me? Or you can call my partner. Like, I want Kurt. Like, that's my brother. No, they not going to betray me. You know, betray me.
Betray.
Whatever. That word, that way. You know what I'm saying? But nah. So, like, don't play them games with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to fuck some shit up. Like, I don't play by my girl. Like, motherfuckers will tell you. I done did worse shit. I had an ex-girlfriend come to the car upset because the cashier in the gas station put the change on the counter and not her hand. I fucked up the whole gas station. We won't play them. Like, I'm overprotective as fuck. Like, for real.
So
we not going to play them games. Yeah, don't. I will fuck your best friend up on just off GP. Just first time I'm meeting him. If he a male, I'm spraying him. I need him to know.
So she can't have a male best friend?
She can have him. I just need him to know he can't whoop me.
Oh.
That's real, though, man.
Now, if he married, it's cool. I ain't gonna fuck with him. But if the niggas.
So is it okay for her to beat up your female best friend?
She ain't got shit to worry about. Cause I ain't never looked at one of my homegirls like that in that type of way. Like, if they my homegirl, nah, we ain't never been nothing like that.
So why can't it be the same for the homeboy?
Because I don't fucking believe niggas.
Yeah, dog, look, it's different, like, because when you a dude, you know niggas, like, you know how niggas think, like, so it be a lot of niggas that be, like, waiting on shit to go down so they can play their friend and their shoulder
look,
the crown
one of my,
and shit.
One of my ex-girlfriends, right, she had a male best friend. Like, that nigga was on some real sucker shit. You feel me? And, like, I kept sense this shit. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, I want y'all to meet and get along. I'm going to whoop his ass first time we meet. She crying. This is what really pissed me off. She cried about this shit. Bitch, I know y'all done fucked that. Like, I don't even want nothing to do with you, ho. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fuck out of here with that. But, you know, we moved on from that situation. I wish whatever they got going the best, but that shit was not for me. You feel me? Like, I ain't trying to meet no best friend. Like, I hope your male best friend married and love and got kids. Because we not going to play them. Oh, he gay. Because we not going to play them games.
Well, for the men out there, my male best friend isn't gay. But he's very well in a relationship, almost engaged, so do not beat up my male best friend, please.
I ain't encouraging y'all to be like me. Be better than me. You feel me? Okay, so this is more so a question for a woman to answer. Okay, do you believe in the saying they don't make men how they used to?
I don't want to say it's true, but I kind of do at the same time.
Okay.
Only because looking back at our grandparents and older, even with our parents, love was totally different then than how it is now.
Okay, and what makes you think that?
Because I know, like, with my grandfather, him and my grandmother, they waited till they got married before they decided to have sex. A lot of men now, they trying to see what color panties you got on.
Me.
What?
Me. Go ahead.
Yeah, you. You got it? But, like, a lot of guys so in a rush to see what the pussy like before they can actually get to know the girl.
You right.
It's like, you know, so yeah. How do I, if I give you this ass, what's guaranteed that you still going to be here with me want to try to create a relationship, to create something real?
If it's good, I'm definitely going to be around.
And then if it's slow, you just gonna let them go? Okay. Well, let me stop right there, because if the penis is slow, you will get dumped. You will be blocked. I'm sorry. I don't do slow peen. I see a lot of sex in my marriage, and you can't have slow peen in order to have a lot of that.
Okay.
It's not gonna work. But it with, like, that aspect with love and even with respect and just, like, gentleman gestures. Like, the other night I was out, and the guy that I was with, he was holding my umbrella while we were walking down the street.
Yeah.
And I kept telling him, like, you don't have to hold my umbrella. Like, I got it. It's not a big deal. And he was like, nah, I got it. And another gentleman walked around us, and he was like, is that his umbrella or yours? And I said, it's mine. He was like, you got yourself a real gentleman, because he's doing the right thing by letting you walk on the inside of the curb, and he's holding your umbrella for you. you don't really see a lot of men doing stuff like that anymore. Like, just randomly send flowers or just really just like any little small gesture that could show appreciation.
Okay. So, because he did, you feel like that was something that was old fashioned?
Yes, okay. It was definitely old fashioned.
So, you don't think, like, back in the day, even back in the day, like, men were probably just as much as cheaters or disrespectful or abusive as they are now?
Now, I'm not saying that. I'm pretty sure that in the past there have been men like that, because for the men that grew up in this day and age to act a certain way, it's stemming from somewhere. A lot of people always want to try to blame media, the music, TV shows. But really, at the end of the day, it all starts off at home. They're seeing this somewhere outside of social media and the TV. So I feel like if they've seen it at home, that's what they're used to. That's what they know. So as they grow older, that's what they're going to do. They're going to react off what they saw. So if their dad used to beat their mom, either it's going to go one or two ways. Either they're not going to beat women or they are.
Yeah. That's so true.
You
it's
just really
true.
Never know.
It's very true. I grew up watching my dad beat my mama ass.
And you don't beat women.
Yeah, most definitely. That's why I be trying to tell people, like, I was like, if my name was fucked up out here on doing some shit, somebody would have been told you something. I said, I've never been to jail. And that's not me on some my good man resume, but I've literally never been in jail. Like, I have my gun license. With a domestic violence charge, you cannot carry your weapon ever again. That just being charged, they're going to take it away. You can never get it back. You know what I'm saying? Like, too over with for that. Like, no, I need that. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't just me saying that's why I don't hit women, but I'm not doing it. It's old. It's old.
Okay, KP, I was just going to add to that, to this conversation, like, I think that they do, like, it's a lot of really genuine people and good people. I think people are a lot more skeptical now.
Yeah.
And are a lot
so
more,
they don't let you.
Yeah, it's like they see so much of the bad shit that it makes them not want to, because don't nobody want to be made a fool out of, pretty much.
Man, I'm big on it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, don't nobody want to put their all into a situation and then find out that the person that they are doing things for, who they showing interest in, like, doing some fuck shit on the side, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people are more reserved now, even though they may be genuine good people. They may be good. There are a lot of good dudes and a lot of good women out here, but a lot of them have these walls built up, and a lot of them are scared to express themselves or do things that, you know what I'm saying, that are considered old-fashioned, or they will be looked at as like, damn, they don't make you that way. You know, like, people, it's just that they are a lot more skeptical because they see all these dysfunctional relationships on social media and on reality TV and all this shit. So they think that, damn, this is how it's going to be out here. That's how it is now. And times have changed. Yeah, like, times are going to change. But I think that you still have to, you know what I'm saying, have that optimism, and you still gotta, you know what I'm saying, take that chance and see, like, is this person actually a good person, or are they just bullshit? Like, you can't just hold up a wall and not give people a chance, because after a while, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna be looking back on, like, all the time, like, you're gonna be 30 some years old, and then you're like, damn, I ain't never really opened up to nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of a sad situation when you got people that's in their 30s and shit that's like never opened up. Like, I seen a question on Twitter that said that, like, asked men how many women have they opened up to, and, like, I was reading responses, it was a lot of dudes that were saying like 1, 0, 2.
And it's real shit, like,
you know what I'm saying? And it's
being emotionally vulnerable to a woman, man, that shit's scary, cause
usually
when you bring a small shit to them, it's like, man, they, you know, like, they don't fuck with it.
Yeah, and it's the same thing for women, because women be in relationships where dudes take advantage of them emotionally. You know what I'm saying? So it's both ends, but, like, we like, for men, it's viewed a lot more differently because, you know what I'm saying, we supposed to be the tough guys and shit and not show these emotions.
And then y'all have to deal with a lot of women that always like to belittle men and call y'all sis and stuff just because y'all are being open. And that's not even necessary.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And like, when I see women do that, like, I definitely put them on a no-fly zone. Like, I wouldn't deal with them at all.
No circumstance. That shit fucked up.
But I do, like I said, like, just people are just more skeptical now. Like, it's still a lot of good dudes out here, and there's a lot of good women out here, but, like, men and women are skeptical, and they don't want to be made a fool out of, so it's like everybody just playing who gonna crack first. Like, am I going to do this for her, and then she don't appreciate it, or am I gonna do this for her, and she not really feeling me like this, so, like, damn, I'm just not gonna do it at all.
Man, and it's so fucked up, because I'm one of those people who I'm real skeptical. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be out here being embarrassed, man, because I done seen that shit happen to so many niggas. Like, they out here doing their damn best, man, for this chick, and she playing them for a fool the whole time behind his back, doing all types of shit. I don't ever want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't see myself giving my everything to somebody and they do that to me. Cause I'm gonna fuck somebody up, dog. Like, somebody's gonna, like, bro, don't play with me like that, man. Your mama will be involved, and I'm not calling her for help. Like, I'm gonna do some super fucked up shit. Like, don't play with me. Like, just leave me alone. Don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I tell people about this shit all the time. Do not play with me. One of my ex girlfriends, T, don't play with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, do not play with me, bro. Like, I will show up at your job with this shit. You will lose your job.
You gonna show come up at there. The job with the bush?
Man, fuck a bush. I'm going there, man. Look, shit. If I ever told y'all what's the crazy thing I ever done behind love, for real, y'all really be sitting in this motherfucker like, this nigga, like, don't play with him, y'all. I tell y'all when we go out. I tell you when we stop recording. I will most definitely tell you. But nah, so, just don't, like, be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, most definitely. That's like, my motto.
Be honest, be genuine. And, like, my thing is, I'm big on characteristics. So, it's only four things I want out of a woman that I feel like, it's not too small and it's not too big. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something that you could give me that don't cost no money. One, have and use common sense. Two, practice common courtesy. Three, have good conflict resolution skills. Four, don't make whole decisions. You know what I'm saying? So, have and use common sense. Like, we always say common sense ain't that common. Like, it's just some shit you gotta know ain't cool to do. Or ain't, you know what I'm saying? Or wouldn't be the best time for that. Or something like that. You know, practice common courtesy. My thing is, if I call you, I know you can't talk to me every minute, every hour of the day. You know what I'm saying? If I text you, I know you probably can't respond all the time. But at least acknowledge that you're saying that I call. Or at least acknowledge that you're saying that I text. You know what I'm saying? Just give me that type. That's common courtesy. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you ever wrong about something, apologize. You know what I'm saying? That's having common courtesy. Good conflict resolution skills. You know what I'm saying? If I bring up something, like, if we go this whole time without a problem, right? But it's only because I haven't said anything and I bring it up and then you like, well, I got a problem with when you do this. Instead of just being like, okay, let's find some common ground on the issue or something like that. You're using the defense mechanism to go away from what my problem is. You know what I'm saying? With you versus trying to find that common ground. Like, I don't want that. I've been a part of situations where we couldn't talk shit out. Like, one relationship, it was so bad. Like, she would deflect shit, anything that I would bring up. It got to the point where I was just like, fuck it. I'd rather just not say nothing. You know what I mean? We'll talk about that later. Now ain't the time. Like, when is the goddamn time to talk about it? You know what I'm saying? Like, we never talked about our problem. I was so fucking miserable in that relationship and was about to settle like a motherfucker. Like,
I would have slapped that hoe.
You know what I'm saying? She also told me I was a bitch-ass nigga. I didn't put my hands on me.
You a good one.
Exactly. So it's just like, man, look. And then when I don't make whole decisions. Bitches, don't go fuck other niggas. Like,
That's not hard though. Yeah. Like it's not hard at all. For men and women, it's not hard.
Like I'm not gonna I'm big on doing to others as you want them to do unto you. I'm not gonna be out here making a fool of you if I wouldn't want you to do that to me. I joke a lot on social media about the cheating and all that shit. And I have cheated before, but not in my adult life. You know what I'm saying? Like I was a fucking teenager when I did this shit. But I was really popular. And it was like, I knew I was popping. So it's just like, I was living. I went through my whole phase very early. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations.
So I gained a conscience early too. Because the first time I cheated, I could not stomach this shit. I told her, I was like, man, look. It was like the first week we got in our relationship. I was like, I cheated on you, my ex-girlfriend. And like the next day at school, I seen her. She was bawling, bro. This shit, I was like, damn.
She ain't beat the girl up?
Nah, she... I don't think girls didn't know how to fight like that. Yeah, I always women, like smart women then, like girls who stuck in their books. But look, so after that, she never let it go, right? She never let that shit go. So I was always being accused of fucking off. And then I did promise. I was like, I'll never talk to her again. And my ex-girlfriend came up to me at school one day and was like, we need to talk. And I'm like, okay, fuck it. I'm thinking closure is something that everybody needs at the time. So I'm like, okay. So me and this girl talking, and I see my ex-girlfriend come out on, like, the porch. Like, we at the bottom of the parking lot. So I think I seen her before she seen me. So I duck, sit down. Like, I'm finna hide behind this truck right here so she can't see me. So my ex-girlfriend, like, she's sitting, like, on leaning against the back of me or whatever. And all I hear is her say, you got company.
You came in, you know, like the little gift with the girl walking in the door in the pink dress.
Bruh, she just, I got up and turned around. I just put my hoodie on my head, bruh. I'm like, I thought you weren't going to talk to that bitch no more. She was crying. All her friends around her who been telling her I want shit.
That's so messed up.
And I'm just, I couldn't say nothing because it was like, I didn't ask to have this all we were doing was having a conversation, but I did promise you I would never talk to her again. And I was just like, I knew I fucked up. And my ex-girlfriend thought it was just so hilarious. She's just laughing. I was like, this bitch knew what she was doing the whole time. But
she probably set the girl up to come outside.
Probably so. But look, though, after that, I got accused for cheating all the time. And then, so whenever she would make me upset, I would just go fuck off. You know what I'm saying? But I was like 17, 18 around that time doing shit like that. Ain't nothing to think about. I've never cheated in my adult life, though. Yeah. So it was like teenage year shit.
Yeah, I got all my shit out the way early, too. I think I was done by 21. I was done. Because I remember, like, my shit didn't go like yours. It was just I was over another chick house, and my phone was ringing, and, like, she just picked it up and answered that motherfucker. And it was my, you know what I'm saying, the girl I was other that I had feelings for, quote, unquote. She was calling me to talk, and I was over another chick house, and the chick didn't answer the phone. She was like, man, he in my house right now. And I was sitting right next to her. And I was like, damn, who was it? And she told me her name. I was like, damn, for real? But then when I called her back, once I left her, she was crying and shit. Like, she didn't want me to talk to her no more. She was like, why you do this to me? And I was like, well, shit, I don't know. Shit. I had an answer for this shit. Like, this, I don't know why I did this shit.
I just did it.
Yeah, like, bro, I used to be a piece of shit. And then, like, that shit, it all caught back up to me. That's what made me stop. Like, when it all caught back up to me because I really, like, fell in love with somebody and, like, really was, like, she had my nose wide open. Like, I was really willing to do anything for her. And, like, that bitch was, like, doing all type of shit behind my back with different niggas. You know what I'm saying? And it took me a while to piece it together because it was, like, I ain't want to believe that shit. But, the shit come to the open, man. Like, she wasn't remorseful or nothing about this shit. It wasn't like she was sorry. Like, she didn't apologize. Like,
so. I mean, but when a woman's fed up, she's usually not.
But I'm saying, it wasn't like I was doing anything specifically to her to make her do this shit. It was like she was just, like, hungry for attention, I guess, and just wasn't getting enough of me, I guess. I don't know. But she ain't never talked to me about this shit. So, once I found out, it was like, damn. Like, I couldn't get mad because I was mad, but then I started thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Maybe this is karma because I'm really big on karma and, like, the shit you do coming back to you. So I was like, damn, maybe this is for all them times where I was treating women wrong and I really fell in love with this girl and she did me 10 times worse. So I just, you know, it took me a minute to get over. But once I got over, like, I can look back and joke on shit, like, you know, and I ain't gonna never now know what not to do because I know the shit gonna come back to me.
You gotta boss up, man. Be a man about it. That's why I was like, man, I like being honest and open about who I am and what I've done and all this shit. Because to me, that gives you the option to say, do I want to deal with this shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you up front. Like, if I like you, I'm probably going to be overprotective about you. Like,
okay, but what about those people who put on a facade in the beginning and then they true colors
they give
come
you
out.
The, they give you the good. I like that they trying to hold up this I'm just this great person front and then you get the ugly out of nowhere. That's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But and I don't know how to tell people to avoid that.
I don't think there is a way to avoid it, honestly.
Man, it's really fucked up because a lot of people be monsters, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Real shit. You be moved in with somebody, man, and goddamn, all type, like, you come home, your girl got three niggas in the bed, or dude whooping
everybody
on you.
Everybody gotta die at that point.
Yeah, or telling you on social media she wish her fiance was more like you.
Yeah, bro, that happened. That happened.
I saw it the other day. I was
that
just
chick
like...
told dude that.
Yeah, like, bro, don't do that. Like, I would much rather you go fuck somebody than to go tell somebody that you wish I was more like them, because that means my personality ain't shit. And, like, I think I'm a really seriously one of the top two funniest niggas on the planet sometimes. And, like, bro, for you to just say you wish I was more like another nigga, or, you know what I mean? Or he was more like me, or, dog, that's gotta hurt.
He probably was butthurt, if he know about it.
Yeah, it's like, I promise, I tried, like, when I was seeing this shit happen on the timeline, I was like, I just hope this is just one big joke. Like, they just trolling Twitter and they just trying to get everybody up and on. I really hope that's what it
well,
was.
Well, they definitely did.
My.
Because I looked on the timeline, I saw Jay Gray say his normal opening line every morning. He said, yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Oh, hell no. So I logged right back out. But that was really disrespectful of her. Like, there's just no way I could be able to put on. First of all, I'm not even open to putting my personal business out on social media like that, first of all. So for me to say, oh, I wish the man that I'm with is like somebody else, that's beyond disrespectful, man. Like, there's no turning back from that. No turning back, because it would make me look bad, because why am I settling for the person that I'm with? If I really feel that way, what you settling for?
Yeah. That's it. That goes into what I was saying about women, me being with a woman who's making a fool of me publicly, bro. Like, Jesus. I can't do it, because don't play with me. I'm begging y'all. Like, if you fuck with me, do not play with me, bro. Like, I'm not gonna play with you, but don't play with me.
And I'm the same way. Please,
I guess I'm
do
different.
Not come to me with all the bullshit of how much of a great guy you are, and then later on I find out that you with the shit, can't get your shit right, you selfish, you're obnoxious, you're a verbal abuser, like all that shit. Going right out the window.
Yeah,
it's a no for me.
I guess I'm different. Like, y'all respond with violence. Like, I'm sort of like taking a non-possessive route. I used to be like super overprotective and non-possessive, but like, I can't do that with everybody because I don't know if they'll do the same for me. And I'm really big now on like mutual feelings and shit like that. So once I sense that you will go to bat for me, I definitely go to bat for you. So, but I know I understand.
Oh, so you saying? If they wouldn't react the same way if you did the fucked up shit.
Yeah, it's like I just let it go. Like, bro, I'm not super possessive no more. I used to be like that. Cause I just understand, like, people change, and like sometimes they get with people and they not really feeling them like they thought they were.
I need to be more like you right now, bro.
I swear. That's what I'm saying. It took me a while to get there, because I used to be like, I used to feel like if a chick didn't like me, like it was something wrong with me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I would be hard on myself. But I had to realize that it ain't me. You know what I'm saying? All the time. It's not necessarily me. It's just that we just not a good fit for each other. And I can be cool with it. So instead of me trying to live up to how she wants me to be, I can just be myself. And if she, you know what I'm saying, she can take it or leave it. And if she want to leave it, that's cool.
Yeah, okay. I gotta start telling myself shit like that right there. For real.
Yeah, man,
why you looking
at me
like that? What you mean? What I do? I didn't look at you any kind of way.
Yeah, but see, Gabby has this look like she just looks at you like a mother that just can't believe what you just said.
I'm sorry. Like, I don't know.
She just looked at me like, you shouldn't think like that.
I mean, but I am thinking that, though. You really shouldn't, like, being that I am very optimistic, I always feel like you should always, it should always be about self-love first. Love yourself. Know that you're better than what anybody has negative to say about you.
Yeah.
Like, you should never be so hard on yourself to the point where you just feel like, I got to change this about myself. I have to change that. I need to learn how to do this so I can be a better person. No. Be you. God created everybody differently for a reason. Because if everybody's the same, it'd be a whole bunch of cousin, sister, brothers going on. It'd be nasty. So, just be brothers. You.
That is really messed up when your folks out here and y'all having cousin, sister, brothers like that. That is pretty nasty. All right. Last question. Do you think that there are men who don't always want sex all of the time?
No.
You don't?
I mean, I haven't ran across one, honestly, so no.
Damn.
Like, usually it's, hey, what's up? I think you cute. Let me get your number so we can chat. And I'll be like, okay. Give you my number. We gonna chit-chat.
Yeah.
Hell no. Nigga try to call me up for Netflix and chill. I'm good.
And you don't think it's a possibility that dudes just want your company and that's it?
You are my company. At 12:30 at night, talking about some Netflix and chill.
Yes.
It's about my look. Personally, me, right, I don't like to have sex with women that I don't have a connection with.
Okay.
You better than me.
So,
see, but look, right there.
But see this.
I'm just bullshit.
No, but see, like, this is the thing. Like, I can't just be out here giving myself to every chick like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm much mature than what I used to be. You feel me? So it's kind of like, let's build their bond, their relationship, or their relationship or whatever, and then go from there. But if you kiss me and we kissing and shit, it's over. Because that shit going to turn. If you make the advance, I want to turn it down. But I'm not solely going into the situation. But
you don't know she's testing you to see if you're going to turn it down.
Then that's my fault. You shouldn't play with me like that. Shouldn't put me through the test. But I'm not going to try you, though.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my thing. Like, I'm not going to try you. I don't know if this is a selling point. Or I don't give a fuck. But I'm respectable of you. You know what I'm saying? I just want us to feel comfortable being around each other first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? With nobody else around. And let's build from there. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, but I ain't saying we gotta wait 6 months, 7 years, no shit like that. It's just I like to build a rapport with a chick first. Let me get to know how you react and respond, and you know, to certain things and shit like that, man. We ain't got rushing or nothing, cause I like going raw. No,
you go ahead.
It's like, oh, nah, okay.
I like going raw, right? So if I raw you and you get pregnant, and we ain't known each other, or we ain't built their relationship, or
then
I don't know,
and
you get pregnant, yeah. I'm stuck with somebody with a baby mama who might be crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? So shit, let's see how this work out first. Like, or you might not like how I am. You know, it ain't always about what I like. You might not like the person I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that energy transfers during sex. You feel me?
It does. It really does. And I really hate that it's not a lot of men that isn't always looking for sex at the first sign of a text message or any type of conversation. But it's hard for women out here. Like, that's why so many women be curving so tough. It's hard for us because we really don't know, are you here just for this ass, or are you here to actually get to know me for me?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want to do?
I see.
Exactly. And yeah, there's plenty of women out there that makes us look bad because of that. Because a nigga be expecting, like, damn, well, I know this other girl. She chewed me up first night. Well, I ain't her, bruh. So yeah. I can't do what she did.
Yeah, that's like, that's high expectation to live up to. And, like, I look at it so much differently because I have been with a chick. Like, we met and, like, went out on the first date and ended up having sex. And, like, we became, like, we had something after that. So, I really don't, I can't say that, you know what I'm saying, looking for sex on the first date is a bad thing, because sometimes, like, this shows a lot of initiative. Like, if a chick really want me, she gonna, you know what I'm saying, she gonna come on to me like that. Like, and I'm cool with that. Like, I'm not gonna think you a hoe just because you wanna fuck on the first date. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of them type of dudes that's like, oh, she a hoe, like, she gave me pussy the first night. Like, no, then I'm not like that. And plus, like, I'm a very open and honest, like, very sexual person. Like, I'm open and honest about my sexual escapades to a degree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna hold back and just be like, we gonna let's just get to know each other. Like, nah, if we feeling each other, like, right then, it can go down. And I'm gonna let you know that, like, bro, if you really wanna do this, we can do it. Like, I'm not gonna look at you any differently if we do or we don't. You know what I'm saying? So, I look at it totally differently. And, like, I understand what women say. Like, they don't want dudes to come off, you know what I'm saying, like, off top like that. And I completely agree. Like, you do gotta have some sort of, like, tech with your shit. You just can't come with a chick with your dick out already. You know what I'm saying? And I joke about it on the timeline all the time, but, like, I'm like, come on, bro. You, like, if you really want to fuck a chick, like, bro, you gotta have a strategy in place in order to, you know what I'm saying, get what you want. And it may be something, like, long lasting if you play it right. You get what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of niggas that's just thinking short term. They just want to get the pussy and then be done with it. But I'm like, bro, if you do it right, nigga, you can
keep it long term.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can have, like, you won't never have to do without. Then you might have a chick that, like, really fuck with you.
Some for sure pussy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You might have some house shoe pussy, like KP say.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like the main goal in all this, man. You want to get you some, man. Get you a wife, man. Start you a family. You know what I'm saying? Get you some kids. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. And I promise, man, the game dirty, man. You don't want to be out here.
I'm 30, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, if I would love to find somebody that I can be with, settle down with, and be in a relationship with for the next 40 years. Because then I'd be ready for marriage around 70.
Yeah, you don't want to... You never want to jump the gun. You never want to jump the gun. You know what I'm saying? You got to take your time.
Yeah.
You got to know for sure.
Not for real, though. Like, I'm going to say 5 years at the least, 40 at the most. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's a good time.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But me, like, you know what I'm saying? I may move fast. Like, if I really like a chick, you know what I'm saying? It may take me about 2-3 weeks, you know, before, you know what I'm saying? Before I really want
one. I got a partner, him and his wife. They dated for 3 months and got married.
That's 3 months.
90 days. He said he knew without a shadow of a doubt he couldn't live without her.
And, like, that's beautiful. Like, that.
And they've been together for like 4 years now. They just had their first child together.
That's 3 months. That's long enough to actually get to know somebody and know their favorite color versus 3 weeks.
That's beautiful. But see, you know, I'm saying, though, I don't. Sometimes y'all have them long 3-4 hour conversations on the phone late at night, and y'all probably can get to know each other. Like, y'all probably.
I wish Jay Gray was here to do the helicopter with the gun sound. Oh shit! But yeah, so it is guys out here who solely aren't out just to have sex. You know
and
what
I'm one
saying?
Of them. Believe it or not, Wow. Okay, she not allowed on the show no more. KP. we not gonna have her no more.
KP, you like me, right?
It don't matter. Hey. It don't matter. We gotta come to a consensus. We have a vote on this.
He gonna vote for everybody else. Yeah.
But nah, I joke about sex all the time because I really I'm just open about this shit. It's funny to me, and like it's I think people should be more comfortable with talking about sex and being honest, because a lot of people hold shit back and like, bruh, you have to and when the time comes, if a person doesn't know what you like and what you don't like, then y'all kind of like fiddling in the dark trying to find the fuck out, instead of, okay, look, this is what I like and this is how I like being done, I like doing these type of things, are you interested in this? And like, it don't necessarily mean that I want to do that to you at the moment, but like, I'm trying to think of a way how you can put this. You can't help me out here? Okay, nobody. Okay.
But I gotta understand what you're trying to say before I can help you out.
No, all I'm saying is, like, I'm just saying, personally speaking for me, like, I'm open and honest about sex, but that doesn't mean that I want that from you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can talk to you about sex, but it doesn't mean that I want to fuck you.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's totally possible.
Yeah, and it's like, but sometimes I do, like, if I'm out on a date with a chick and then, like, I might start talking about it, that don't mean that I'm expecting it from you at the end of the date. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can go on about your business. Like, I'm not pressed for it like that. Like, because I feel like sex is the easiest thing I can get from a woman. Like, I can get sex easy, but I can't get that, like, that companionship, like, that friendship type shit. That's the type of shit that I'm kind of looking for. But
when we can be friends and joke and shit and watch TV shows. And
yeah, like shit like that. Like,
if I care about how your fucking day went, I'm really into you. Because usually I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. Like, nigga don't care about your day.
Like, nah, real shit. Like, you can ask many people. They be like, how was your day? My day was, it was great. And that's it. Like, I don't say, what about you? How was your day? Because I usually don't care. But if I'm literally out here, hey, how was work? You, everything cool. I like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if it continues to happen, if I'm being consistent with it, I really like your little funk ass.
Why they gotta be funky though?
But that's just how I talk. Just be appreciative of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I tell people, appreciate my efforts. Appreciate the time that I put in. Because I can, you know what I'm saying? I can go from being consistent to consistently inconsistent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing to do that.
And
you know
consistency is the key.
Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to keep doing the things I'm doing, you gotta meet me halfway on shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm throwing hints if you catch them.
Well, the young lady
listening. Yeah, they listen. I'm throwing hints if you catch them.
I'm pretty sure they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been throwing hints since we've been recording, man. This shit still ain't working, you know. Since like the beginning stage of when we first started doing the show. Not just this show. Cause I know everybody got quiet and everybody was like, damn, Dave, you been shooting your shot this whole time? Nah, not necessarily. Nah, stay out my personal business. I'm just saying, like, I had been throwing like little things out there for a young lady who listened to the show or who used to listen to the show or may not listen to the show now. But I mean, I'm cool with it. Like I said, I understand everybody not really made for each other like this. So,
well, you just never know if she probably heard the hints and thought you were talking about somebody else too.
No, because so, I told her motherfucking ass, bitch.
Well, she know. Man, excuse me.
She know what's up. I told her.
Yeah, like,
hey, you better pay Day some mind, goddamn.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I really want a chick, bro, she gonna know immediately, because I'm gonna tell you, like, look, this is what it is. I ain't ashamed of letting nobody know I want them or I like them or I'm interested in them, because they can either gonna say yes or they gonna say no.
I want to tell chicks so bad, you mind, and ain't shit you could do about it. But I'm chilling right now. You know what I'm saying?
Just take your time.
I'm impatient as fuck, bro.
I understand. But you don't want to be fucked up here rushing somebody into 3 weeks worth of shit and then talk about goddamn wedding bells and shit. No.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
We give a little too specific.
Thank you guys for listening. Yeah, to Real Thinkers Podcast. Because, yes, we're going to have to leave on that note. We're going to have to. We got to leave.
They're just jokes, guys.
All right. These ain't no jokes.
We appreciate you. These ain't no jokes. We appreciate you for coming, Gabby. We really do. Continue to keep Jay Gray in your prayers. Keep Tink in your prayers. And pray for Slim because she mean. And then. She's not really, man. I'm just playing. Slim. But yeah, it's Real Things Podcast. We out.